Welcome to Digital Marketing Quick Hits Podcast, where we cover different online marketing concepts for you to use in your business today.
The other day, a client had me review a website they recently had built by another website designer. I know, they didn't use me. It's all right. They wanted my input on any issues I'd noticed. To be honest, visually, the site looked good. But when I checked HTML on the website, I did quickly find two pretty obvious SEO issues. And these are pretty common issues that will pop up on almost everybody's website at some point or another, especially if it's a new website or it's a website designer that isn't really familiar what SEO is. And for those who don't know, SEO, search engine optimization. The first thing I noticed right away was the meta page title they used wasn't very well optimized. What I recommend folks do, and it's pretty common SEO practice, you want to lead with a phrase that would naturally draw your searcher to click on it. Pretty much with that, I always recommend the first two, three words in the meta page title be the main keyword phrase you want that page to show up on a key result, and it's in search results that matter for that page or matter for your business. The reason there is because that meta page title, what's there, that's what's getting clicked on. That's the link that pops up on Google search results. It's that page title, it's that meta page title. So you really want that to be what people click on. You want that to be like, hey, this is the right page for you. This is the right search result. Click here. With that, it's important to remember that searchers look for the what and then the why. So while it's tempting to put, award-winning first in your page title for your business, because hey, we want to give people a reason why to click on us. Realistically, they need to first they're looking to find businesses like yours, and then they're looking for the right one. So it's important to push that what first. What does your business do, or what are they looking for as it relates to your business? Push that as far left, far first you can. First, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words, or really 2 to 3 words, and then give them the why. Then put the award-winning or whatnot, or give them the why they should click on you over somebody else. Put that second. The second issue I noticed was that the website designer had used an H1 tag. It's the primary heading HTML tag, but it wasn't relevant to the page. It was sexy sounding to aspect for marketing purposes. It was kind of helped from a branding marketing purpose aspect. But if you just saw that H1 tag out in the wild for that page, like you would have no idea what it was talking about. Thing to keep in mind here, search engines do put a weighting on H1 tags in regards to what that page is about. H1 means heading. One tag. So it's the primary heading tag, and you should only have one H1 per page on your website. And there's like a hierarchy. There's H1, H2, H3, H4, H5, H6. And they all roll underneath each other, H1 being the primary one. So search engines, they pay attention because that tells them what that page is about. H1 tags are a big indicator for search engine to say, hey, this page is about this. If it's bicycle repair, that's what, if your business does bicycle repair, your H1, your homepage should say something about bicycle repair. Knoxville's best bicycle repair shop, or bicycle repair shop in Knoxville, even better. So make sure that H1 tag has the keyword phrase you want the page to rank for. So in that instance, again, bicycle repair shop in Knoxville, that's what you do. That's what you are. If that's what you are, that's your H1 tag. You're chasing after, when people type in bicycle repair shop near me in their Knoxville or bicycle repair shop Knoxville, you've already given a good indicator to Google saying, hopefully in the meta page title, but then also in that H1 tag, this is a bicycle repair shop in Knoxville. Also with that too, with that conversation about H1 tag, there was a conversation as if the H1 tag could actually be a smaller font than an H2 tag, mainly for aesthetic purposes. They wanted to keep the original text from that H1 tag, but demote that one down to H2 tag, and then have that keyword as an H1 tag, but as a smaller font. Sounds a little confusing. It makes more sense in practice. To be honest, there's not any true research or experiments that I could turn up that says one way or the other there. Most resources do indicate that's not an issue. They say that search engine crawlers and search engines themselves are mainly just looking at, is it an H1, H2, H3 tag, and not so much about font size. They tend to ignore the CSS for the page. I believe that used to be true, but my gut and my mental framework says that's not always going to be true, because it does seem like you're designing a page for a search engine instead of a human. So in my mind, an H1 tag should be the largest font on a page, unless you're trying to game a search engine. And maybe you can get away with now, but I think as search engines continue to grow smarter, continue to understand intent, and continue to try to get away from being manipulated, I think it will become important. But again, I have no evidence to back that up, so I don't have anything to support that claim. And I did recommend, though, to keep along with H1 should still be the largest font on there. So we'll see which direction we go there.
Thanks for listening to Digital Marketing Quick Hits Podcast. I'm Frank Ramey, your host. If you have any questions about anything we've discussed or any other particular items you'd like us to cover in regards to digital marketing or website design, you can email me frank@enotto.com. That's frank@enotto.com.